Listening Library presents Lord and Lady Bunny, Almost Royalty, by Mr. and Mrs. Bunny, translated from the rabbit by Polly Horvath, read for you by Mrs. Bunny. The Pop-Tarts Arrive. It was summer on Hornby Island. This was good and bad. The good part was that the island was warm and lovely, fragrant with pine and flower blossoms, the seabeds full of sand dollars, the meadows full of deer. Madeline nosed a new fawn who grazed by her bedroom window every morning. She would awaken to its munching and peek out the screen, careful not to startle it. She could hear the sweet chirping of all the birds at sunrise and the gentle croaking of the tree frogs lulling her to sleep at sunset. The bad part was that the island population tripled as tourists flocked to camp on Hornby's one small, overcrowded campground. All the roads and paths and byways were littered with people in Bermuda shorts dropping candy wrappers. It was good for business at the cafe where Madeline waitressed, but other than that, she had to admit it was pretty awful. Madeline's parents, Flo and Mildred, were particularly annoyed by the tourists. Flo's and Mildred's real names were Harry and Denise, but they asked to be called Flo and Mildred by everyone, including Madeline. They were ex-hippies who had migrated to Canada from California many years before Madeline was born. On Hornby, they had their dream existence, living off the land with a little help from Mildred's sand dollar art, the occasional marimba gig, and Madeline's waitressing. The summer tourists brought Mildred more business as well, but, said Flo, at what cost?
Why don't they all go somewhere else? Asked Flo as he and Mildred and Madeline sat down to a dinner of wild salad greens, tofu, and mung bean bread.
Why don't we? Asked Mildred. Flo looked at Mildred.